The votes are being counted in the presidential election in Ghana. Now, there have been troubled and sometimes violent elections elsewhere in Africa, such as in Zimbabwe, Nigeria, and Kenya. So the electoral process is under scrutiny as much as the results in Ghana. The World's Laura Lynch is in the Ghanaian capital, Accra. How did the voting go?
The voting seems to have gone off as smoothly as everyone had hoped. Now, that doesn't mean that there weren't a few problems here and there. There were reports of sporadic violence in just two or three spots. But all in all, everyone is saying this election went off very well and helps Ghana to maintain its reputation as a country that is actually able to hold the kinds of safe and transparent and credible elections that they say they want to see in the rest of Africa.
All right, so even though we don't know all the results right now, tell us what is at stake here, aside from Ghana representing and trying to represent a model of the way elections can and should be conducted.
Well, that's Ghana looking outward. Ghana looking inward, what is very important for the country in this election is the recent discovery of oil off the coast of Ghana. It means that whoever becomes president in this country and whoever has power stands to be able to rule over a country that has great economic wealth, perhaps not as great as it would have been a few months ago when the price of oil was higher, but certainly an ability to perhaps deliver on promises with the kind of newfound revenue that they will get from those oil fields. And they have been making promises based on the revenue they think will be brought in. So whoever actually achieves office knows that they're going to be able to have power, economic clout in a way that this country hasn't had before.
And I'm assuming that that will not only increase Ghana's economic power within Africa, but in the outside world as well.
Well, I think that's something that the rest of the world, including the United States, are all looking toward, that they will have another country that's a stable source of energy and oil for the world to look to from here on in. Ghana before has been a producer of cocoa. It's one of the world's leading producers of cocoa, one of the world's leading producers of gold. This oil is something brand new for it. But it also knows that, like Nigeria, it also holds out a possibility of problems, of violence and corruption if they don't get the production of this resource right.
Back to the elections themselves, though, is there any concern, as the results do become known, that there might be violence, and is the government doing anything to try and diffuse that possibility?
Well, what's happened today is that the opposition has already come out and had a news conference in which it said that they're comfortable that their candidate is in the lead, and then said that they were urging their supporters to remain calm despite what they said were the government's efforts to steal the election. Now, that's volatile language. The Election Commission, the officials who will actually announce the official vote result, have only said that they are not ready to give their official count yet. It's very, very close. That's what all the unofficial results seem to say so far. So there is some fear that in a vacuum there might be some problems developing. But so far, I must say, at least here in the streets of Accra, everything does remain quiet. People are huddled around televisions and radios waiting for those official final results to come out.
All right. Speaking to us from the capital of Ghana, Accra, the world's Laura Lynch, covering the election there. Thanks very much, Laura.
You're welcome.